The first thing we've learned is that people really are more important than the purse. And what a great lesson for America to learn.
Barack Obama and Mike Huckabee won handily in last night's Iowa caucuses. In an unexpected turn, Hillary Clinton came in third, a half a point behind John Edwards. Former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani spent the caucus in Florida and came in sixth on the Republican side. Here with us to discuss the results from Iowa are WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and Fred Mogul. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Fred, you were at Obama headquarters last night in Des Moines. Describe the scene there for us.
Well, in Iowa yesterday, about twice as many people came out as ever before, and it seemed like they were all in the convention hall at Obama's reception. They were cheering and dancing, waving signs which, by the way, were conspicuously both red and blue, something he's trying to push as his message of unity. And before Obama came on, they were broadcasting the concession speeches of the other candidates, and there was this drum corps of young African-American boys and girls. And the crowd was similar to what I had seen earlier in the day at a caucus precinct, a mix of black and white and old and young, and especially the young. One voter at one of those caucuses, a guy in his low 30s named Justin, told me, you know, caucuses always had been for people like his dad, you know, who wanted to go and hear themselves speak, but he was going for the first time. And that's what the polls show. An overwhelming number of people did that for Obama, and that's what you saw at the reception.
Now, Obama burst onto the national scene in 2004 with his speech at the Democratic National Convention. How did last night's victory speech compare to that?
Well, it was, as he has been all along, this sort of soaring piece of rhetoric. You know, two words, basically, hope and unity. I mean, I didn't count the number of times he used versions of those, but it must have been in the dozens. He said that Iowa showed the country and the world that young and old, black and white, urban, suburban, rural could all come together. You know, and as we'll hear in a little passage we're going to play now, you know, he wanted to show that this hope and unity weren't just about holding hands and singing Kumbaya, but that this is also about strength also.
Who restores our moral standing, who understands that 9/11 is not a way to scare up votes, but a challenge that should unite America and the world against the common threats of the 21st century.
You know, 9/11 over the last 7 years really has been a good way to scare up votes. So, you know, we'll find out if Obama's right about this, especially if he gets the chance to compete in a general election. He did also speak briefly about global warming, energy independence, about ending tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas and giving tax breaks to middle class, kind of items from you hear John Edwards talk a lot about. But those were all, you know, really specific items very much in passing. The message over and over again was hope and unity.
Now, Andrea, what does last night's third place finish mean for Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side?
Well, there were people at our campaign headquarters last night who looked like they'd swallowed lemons whole. Coming in third is rough, and even though it was third by half a point, it's still the headline in the newspapers and on TV, Hillary Clinton comes in third. And she had at one point downplayed expectations in Iowa, but then sometime back in the fall she began to have these double-digit leads, and her campaign began to stoke these inevitability stories. And the problem with that is that as soon as you're not inevitable, as she obviously wasn't last night, the rationale for your campaign starts to slip away. So this is how she, in her speech, tried to counter that concern.
How will we win in November 2008? By nominating a candidate who will be able to go the distance and who will be the best president on day one. I am ready for that contest.
Well, despite the applause at the end of that, I mean, it was a much more subdued speech than Obama's. It came on before the 10 o'clock news Central Time, 11 o'clock news on the East Coast, which is the time of the news for the next primary, so she didn't really get to make a case directly to New Hampshire voters on the news. And I think that it's the argument that they've been making, but it's unclear whether it's going to sway in New Hampshire.
Now, Andrea, John Edwards didn't get the outward victory he hoped for last night, but his campaign remains very much alive.
That's right. He was actually the first of the Democrats to come out, and he came in second, but he sounded like a victor. Here's a small sample.
The one thing that's clear from the results in Iowa tonight is the status quo lost and change won.
Andrea, does Edwards' message ring true?
Yes, it really does. I mean, Obama got 39% of the vote. Edwards got 30. They both ran as candidates of not the status quo. Clinton came in and started talking about change heavily. Her campaign slogan is ready to lead, ready to change. So I think it does reflect an overwhelming sentiment on the part of Democratic voters to change the direction of the country, and I think the turnout numbers reflect that. Now, these are close races. Close races produce high turnout, but there is also a sense among all the voters that I've been talking to in Iowa that they feel something is deeply wrong with the country, and they want to change the direction.
Now, Fred, on the Republican side, a big win for Mike Huckabee, a big loss for Mitt Romney, and an even bigger one for Rudy Giuliani. What do last night's results mean for the former mayor?
Well, you know, it may or may not be for Giuliani. You know, he can certainly take heart that Iowa has a very mixed record of picking the eventual nominee and the eventual winner of the general election. I mean, Pat Robertson and Pat Buchanan both did very well in Iowa. I mean, neither won the caucus outright, and they both disappeared pretty quickly. You know, but so there's a chance that could be Huckabee's fate, too. He could be this year's Pat Robertson. Doesn't seem like it, particularly with South Carolina coming right up, if not New Hampshire. Now, you know, Iowa Republicans are very independent, just like the Democrats. They're very willing to throw a wrench in the party machinery. And the Giuliani campaign can spin this, you know, as validating its own the campaign decision to stay away from Iowa. Because, you know, while Giuliani has been trumpeting his conservative credentials, you know, especially on security, on low taxes, not exactly on abortion or gun control or his own family lifestyle. But, you know, he's trying to say that he's an ultra-conservative. He's also a centrist guy. And Huckabee's win here doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, Huckabee will translate nationally and Giuliani won't.
Now, Fred, looking ahead to New Hampshire, where you've spent some time, how do you think next week's primary will play out?
Well, you know, again, following on that, it's mainly a loss for Romney, something that Giuliani will spin. And so he could, you know, look to do a little better in New Hampshire. He hasn't been polling very well there. And frankly, it's likely, if it benefits anyone, to benefit McCain, who has been surging lately and who, of course, won there in 2000. So, you know, we'll see. In terms of the Democrats, what Iowa might mean on their side, Obama plays very well to all those independents who play such a large role in New Hampshire. They play a large role in Iowa, but they typically hadn't come out to the caucus, a very party affair until this year. So that might mean, you know, good things for him. And just very briefly to interject an actual issue on health care, you know, Clinton and Obama both talk about universal health care, and, you know, they both want to get there without single-payer socialized medicine. Obama doesn't support mandating it and requiring health insurance. Clinton does. That could play much better for Obama than Clinton in New Hampshire.
All right. Andrea, just to briefly wrap up here, do you think Obama's Iowa victory will make it more or less likely that Mayor Bloomberg will run for president?
Well, of course, Obama hasn't won the nomination yet, and the Clinton aides were already sort of hinting last night and that there are going to be some more scrutiny of Obama, that he's going to get a tougher look, maybe get torn down by the media. But if this holds, Bloomberg and Obama, there's some warmth between him. Bloomberg seems Obama as sort of a similarly independent-minded person, so it complicates the picture for him. But Bloomberg's still acting like somebody who may very well get in some point.
All right. Well, thanks very much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.